My guest at this time is Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. He joins me today to talk about a bill that he has introduced in the Senate that would protect religious organizations from discrimination by the federal government over the issue of the definition of marriage. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. This is called the Marriage and Religious Freedom Act, and essentially it makes sure that if folks believe only in the traditional definition of marriage, the government can't come after them, correct?
Exactly. Exactly. What we want to do is make sure that religious institutions, churches, synagogues, and other entities are able to maintain their own religious freedom, especially to the extent necessary that will enable them to define marriage in the manner that they deem fit, without the threat of adverse action being taken against them by the federal government.
Senator, in most of the states that have legalized gay marriage, there's usually a provision in there that protects churches and other religious organizations from having to participate in ceremonies they don't agree with in their spiritual philosophy. Why do you believe that it's important to do this from the federal level?
Well, because the federal government is also a significant entity in all this, and we know that there is a practice of federal officials sometimes taking adverse action against people that they disagree with, either for political reasons or otherwise, and we want to make sure that we create this carve-out to provide that protection.
On the flip side of the question I just asked, all the folks who favor same-sex marriage agree with the idea that churches should not have to perform marriages they don't agree with. So on that side of the coin, it shouldn't be that hard to find co-sponsors on both sides of the aisle.
I think that's right, and we're working on doing precisely that. I welcome all the co-sponsors I can possibly get on this, regardless of what political party they belong to.
What kind of feedback are you getting? What kind of co-sponsorship do you have, and what other things are you hearing?
Well, so far people are still learning about it, but I've got a few irons in the fire. I've got a number of co-sponsors on the Republican side, including Senators Blunt, Coburn, Cochran, Graham, Hatch, Inhofe, Risch, Roberts, Rubio, Scott, Sessions, Vitter, and Wicker. And I've spoken to a few Democrats so far who are considering it. They're still reviewing the legislation.
Senator, given the fact that Democrats control the Senate, what do you need to have in place before this has a chance of getting consideration?
Well, presumably, we would need to get at least 51, probably 60 senators who could support it. And we'd also have to have enough public support that a lot of constituents in a lot of states would be calling their members of Congress, asking them to move it forward.
What are you hearing from your constituents or from the faith community about some of the pressure they're feeling from the federal government? Is this pressure already in place? Is it something they fear might be coming down the pike? Obviously, we've had a lot of Supreme Court decisions this year and other moves by the Obama administration in this direction. So what are you hearing?
Well, you know, it's not necessarily pressure that they are feeling acutely right now. It's pressure that they know could be coming, especially as more states move in the direction of opening up their marriage laws or of considering them one way or another. And so this is something that people view as a preventative step toward addressing the kind of religious discrimination that could occur.
What could end up being, if something like this isn't put into law in order to protect for those who believe in traditional marriage? Are we talking mainly about losing tax-exempt status, or could it go much further than that?
Yeah, I think losing the tax-exempt status is probably the number one concern of churches as they look to what could happen here. But presumably there could be other decisions as well. There could be decisions related to someone's ability to enter into a contractual agreement with the federal government. There are an almost infinite number of possibilities where discrimination could be possible on this basis. But my job is to try to prevent that, and I think that's something that the American people support.
Do you feel like there's a lot of momentum away from traditional marriage right now in terms of traditional marriage being the only definition of marriage, or do you think that's largely being hyped by supporters on the left and the media?
I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. We've got some states like mine that have, by constitutional amendment within our state constitution defined marriage as between a man and a woman. But you've got other states in which the voters, in some cases, have made the decision that they want to expand the definition of marriage beyond that. In other states, you've got courts that have forced that kind of decision upon the state and upon the state's residents. It's difficult to say which way the trend is moving, but the trend in recent years certainly has been toward opening up that definition, and that's all the more reason why we need to draw some boundaries, draw some protective boundaries around religious liberty so that this doesn't become a problem.
And there is a companion bill in the House, correct? What kind of traction is that getting?
Yeah, there's a companion bill in the House, sponsored, I believe, by Representative Raul Labrador, and I believe he's got about 80 or 90 co-sponsors so far, and it's moving forward. I suspect that we will see passage in the House of that bill sometime this year.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.